Hey guys, welcome back to my podcast, Naomi Takes America. I'm so excited to keep talking to my friends and learning about American life. Watch me grow like a Tamagotchi. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
My name is Umi. I'm from Seattle. I live in LA now. I'm a singer-songwriter and an artist and a healer.
Oh, singer-songwriter. Umi.
Hi.
Umi is the Japanese Umi. Ocean?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm half Japanese. My mom's Japanese.
Oh, nice. So cute. Umi is real name.
Yes, Umi's my real name.
Kawaii. So cute.
Such a cute name.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
And your singer name is Umi.
Yes.
Wow. So cute. And
shout out to my mom.
Yeah. I search in you this year, the Coachella, right? Yeah, you're singing this year, Coachella.
Ah, yes, I was singing at Coachella this year.
Yeah, how was it?
Oh, it was crazy. It was like dream come true because I've been writing about it. And I have a vision board and I have Coachella on my vision board. For years, I've been like, when I do Coachella, I was going to be like this. It's like pretending I'm there already. And then when I went on stage, I was like, whoa, dreams really come true. Like,
yeah. I never been Coachella.
Me neither.
Really?
But my dream.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Right? Coachella is huge, huge festival, right? In US.
Mm-hmm. Near LA.
Yeah. It's like 4 hours out of LA in Coachella Valley. And it's just like a whole experience. Like you really go all the way. Like some, you know, when you go to a festival, you can just go home. Mm. If you go to Coachella, you're committing to going to Coachella. It's like, you really are traveling, meeting people.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Wow. And your voice is so beautiful.
Thank you.
When do you start the singing?
Oh, I started singing when I was like 3, 4. Ever since I was little, I was singing. It was like how I would play.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like kids play with cars, or like I would just be like, I'm gonna pretend to sing. And I have two little sisters, and I would pretend. I'd be like, stand by the bed. I'm gonna pretend I'm on stage, and like,
cute.
And I've been
so cute.
I've been writing songs since I was little, so it's been my whole life.
Wow.
But I also had really, really bad stage fright when I was little. So I was really scared to sing in front of people.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I started like a YouTube channel. So if people were like, Umi, like sing, or my grandma in Japan would be like, Umi, send me a video. And I'd just be like, here, watch my YouTube video. Just watch, like, I don't want to sing in front of you. And then when I got to college, I started doing open mics every single week to get over my fear. And then it took me a long time to get over it. But now I love it. I love performing.
You are always nervous?
Yeah, I think I was really shy and like insecure as a kid. Like, oh, people are judging me. What do people think? Mm-hmm. And so I would just get up and I couldn't breathe. Mm-hmm. My throat would close up. And it was just, I couldn't control it. It was like my body would just react.
Mm-hmm.
You too? Do you get nervous on stage?
Yeah, always.
Yeah.
Anytime. Anytime. Nervous because, right, the audience is every time different. The feeling, reaction is always different, right?
Yeah.
If I talk the episode, today's audience is so laughing, but today's audience is a little bit laughing. It's so different, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the country is so different, the audience tension.
When you sing, do you get a different reaction depending on the country you're performing in?
Oh, yeah. I just did an Asia tour And so I went to a bunch of, I went Japan, Korea, Thailand, Philippines, China. Mm-hmm. And every night was different. Like Philippines, it's like, I just walk on stage and it's like an encore. Uh-huh. And then I, like China or even like Japan and Korea were a little bit more like, you can clap, like, it's okay. Like, And then like in America, it's like, everybody be quiet. Like, I'm just saying, it's so loud.
Yes.
So different.
I know, maybe I love go to concert, mm-hmm. every country. Mm-hmm. The American audience is always so loud singing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never heard the artist's voice. Yeah, no, yeah. Oh my God.
No, literally that.
Yeah.
It's such a culture thing. And so I'm mm-hmm. just learning not to try to, just, it's not about me like just being the same me everywhere I go, but yes. like me adapting what I do so that the people can receive it mm-hmm. and go home with the feeling that I want them to take away. So it's very humbling to travel and do shows, I think.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Do you have any advice for Naomi to do shows in the States?
Yeah.
I think Americans love to get warmed up. Like when I do shows in America, I always be like, so, like, who was your favorite color? Or, like, turn to somebody next to you and tell them your favorite thing about today. Or what are you grateful for? Like, something where, like, when they can talk to each other, it makes them more comfortable to express themselves.
Yeah.
Maybe moments for conversations could help.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I did do U.S. tour this year.
Yeah.
The maybe it's 70s? 70s, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. 70s is different.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. tension is different. Mm-hmm. The New Yorker is very kind. Let's go, Naomi. Mm. Yay. And DC is like smart.
they're very proper.
Very serious. Hey, Naomi. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Miami is everybody smoke. Everybody smoke. And Naomi, oh, funny. And yeah. The Atlanta, Chicago people is so heartful. Mm-hmm. And New Orleans is so
interesting.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, and the area people is so happy, so different.
It's kind of, you have to be on your toes a lot. Like you said, it makes you nervous because you don't know what you're going to come out to until you come out that night.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Every night is so exciting. But yeah, I learned a lot.
Yeah. I also speak Japanese. So if you ever want to just say something in Japanese, I totally understand.
Do you speak Japanese?
Hi.
Wow. Please teach me, if I on stage, what's a word that will hype audience?
I go like, can I hear you say what? Can I hear you say what? Can I hear you say like fun things? Or like,
oh, that's so cute. Oh my God.
Yeah.
omoshiroi. The funny sentence, right? Okay.
Yes. Get them to say funny things.
Oh, okay. I do it now.
Okay. What's a call and response?
Yeah. Call and response. Yeah. How do you say?
Oh, yeah. I would say, can I hear you say what? Can I hear you say
Can
I hear you say?
Can I hear you say? Hi, Atlanta. Can I hear you say?
Yeah. They're gonna love it.
Right? that's so cute. Anything's good. Anything is okay,
it works
right?
Anything, yeah.
Kawaii.
It's so good.
That's so cool. kidding.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be doing some crazy ones.
Yes. Crazy, crazy one. Wow. Itadakimasu, sore.
Oh, yeah, you could do anything.
Janelle, you on stage is not nervous. The feeling is so happy and fun.
Yeah.
Oh.
I get excited. Me and my tour manager have this joke where we're like, we're going to the grocery store. It's that calm. Like it's so calm. It's like going to the grocery store. It's like, what aisle are we at? And I'm like, oh, today we're in DC. We're like in the cereal aisle. And then I'll walk on stage. Like, it's just like our little joke about it.
Wow. So good. 素晴らしい.
It makes me just go like, wow, you can change as a person. Like, just because you're scared doesn't mean you can't do something. Like, you can always get over your fears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Comedy is so hard.
It's a bit different, isn't it?
I'm so impressed by comedians. It's so brave to be a comedian.
Yeah, comedian is very... everyday nervous.
Yeah, especially because you're, you know, talking. That's your weapon. And you're doing it in a language that you're not native in.
Yes. You know? The different language is so hard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this tour is very hard because I know audience feeling, but I can't say English. The feeling is together, but the sentence word is very hard.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yeah.
You write your show in Japanese and then translate it to English, or do you just start in English?
Good question. It's script. Every time I'd live.
Oh, wow.
Every night, different show. Yeah, I go on stage. I don't have plan. Improvise. Yeah, hi, LA people, hi.
That's so impressive.
Yeah.
So scary.
Just thinking about it. Yes, but I love this style because the live show is not just me, right? The audience and me, this is the first and only night. Yeah, だから always different show. New York. DC, Miami, every night is different. I love this style.
That's so great. It's like you can be spontaneous.
Yes.
And you can just feel the energy.
Yes.
And be authentic, like who you are that day.
Yes. Yes.
And nobody can record your show and go somewhere else and hear the same show. It's so unique every night.
Yes, yes.
That's so smart.
Yes.
Yes.
When you do shows, do you have a strict set list or do you kind of go with the flow?
I'm the same. I have a set list, but I always am like, let's do that this song. Like, I'll tell my band, like, no, I want to do this song instead.
Yeah.
So they know, never expect Umi to do the set we planned. Except Coachella, because it's too prepared.
Yes.
That you can't really change it up.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll just say different things, you know. One day I'll ask a question, next day I'll just say, hello, everybody. So I'm the same, though. I like changing it up because every group of people want something different.
Mm. When you show next time?
My next show? I have two shows. I'm doing Australia and I'm doing Japan in January.
いけたら行きたい。 I want to go. Last question. What's your dream?
Oh, that's such a good question. It's so big.
Mm-hmm.
My dream is to be a star. I feel like I am a star, but I wish for that to be seen around the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
To have my songs on the radio in every country.
Mm.
I wish be able to do stadium tours. I wish to leave a positive impact on people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wish for my art to make the world a better place.
Ah, 絶対応援してます、ずっと。
Yeah. 네,
I'm so happy because some artists don't come to Egypt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
I'm so happy.
Yeah, I think just being Japanese, I just know how important it is for me to share my music with my people and just also like have my grandma be able to come see me and understand what I do. It's so fun. And also, whenever I do my shows, I start with the meditation with everyone. So we close our eyes and we breathe together. And I think sharing that is very important for people all over the world to just practice that because it helps everyone be more calm.
Thank you, Umi. Thank you so much.
また That was so fun.
曲楽しみにしてます。Thank you.
Thank you.
ありがとうございます。またね。
またね。
We'll be right back. Come join Nam Takes America as a guest. Tell me something about America I should know, or just something fun about your life. More info on NamTakesAmerica.com.
Oh my gosh, her voice is so relaxed, healing power.
Yeah. Even just talking, not even... You know, we didn't listen to her sing, but just talking.
Yeah.
It's like meditation.
I know, like soothing, I know. Right? Go to heaven.
Yeah.
Oh my
so
God.
Calming.
Yeah. I want to go her live.
Me too.
Right?
Yeah. I feel like I'll go in, go to her show, and then come out as a calmer person.
Yes.
More relaxed.
Oh my God. I'm so happy because the Japanese, U.S., the singer...
Yeah, she's repping it out there for us, you know?
Right?
Yeah. Amazing.
Amazing. But she's always, before, always nervous.
You were nervous?
Yeah, of course. The Japanese comedians, the Sanma-san, Japanese huge legend comedian said, if you don't nervous is no good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because nervous is so positive, but not nervous comedian is no good.
I see.
Yeah, he said.
I guess being nervous means that you care and you're thinking about things.
Yeah, sometimes I'm not nervous on stage is no good. Mm-hmm. No good.
The actual show doesn't turn out
yes.
that good.
Yes.
Yeah. Interesting. I wonder why.
Yeah, it's very popular in Japanese comedians thinking.
I see.
Now everybody say, oh my God, today I'm not nervous. Oh my God, I'm okay. Everybody say. Oh,
I'm not nervous. I'm nervous that I'm not nervous.
Yes. Not nervous equal today is no good.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I see. That's interesting.
Nervous is good. Singer and comedian is so different.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Especially if you're doing, you know, it's all improvised.
Yes.
You know.
But maybe I think is I'm more learn English and maybe I'm not but nervous. Good nervous. I love good nervous.
Yeah, and what you're nervous about, right? Like, are you nervous about being able to find the right words? Or
yes.
are you nervous about, you know, hoping the audience, you know, gets your jokes? It's like what you're nervous about, I think.
Yeah. I don't know English, but I'm now on stage. It's very, very butt nervous,
Bad
right?
Nervous, yeah.
But, okay, today is, are you okay? You guys happy? You guys feeling funny. Yeah. The nervous is, I love this nervous.
Wow.
Yes.
Man. Well, lots of respect to both of y'all. You and Umi.
Yes. But I think New York people don't speak perfect English, right?
Mm-hmm.
I always speak the broken English, but it's okay.
Yeah, it's yeah. totally fine.
Every day I'm happy, but I go to New Orleans, I speak my English. Everybody, huh? They don't know. They don't know my English. Yeah, I think about, oh, okay. I'm more long English.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, New York is so easy.
Yeah, New York's full of just different
yeah,
people.
Everybody's so sweet. Yeah, if I speak broken English, everybody, okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Everybody don't care. But yeah, Atlanta, everybody, eh? I say, everybody say, oh, huh? What?
Yeah, maybe the South, they're not used to as much.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, let's go to Umi's show next year.
Yes.
Yeah. Become calmer people.
Yes. Today is finish, or maybe see you new season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a season finale.
Yes. Maybe next season is my English is grow up.
It has been. If you listen to the first season and listen through third season.
No.
It's definitely getting better.
I hope so.
Yep.
Me neither. 最近覚えた言葉
that's a word you
yeah new word. I got new word. Me neither. Okay, thank you guys. Bye bye, キンタマタマタマタマ。
Thank you so much for listening. Follow me on Instagram at WatanabeNaomi703 for update. And don't forget to rate and review the show.